from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina, Chesapeake City, Maryland. $50 gift card to the best Eagles Bowl prediction we hear today as we discuss Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles franchise quarterback as the season opens up. And Hugh, you're officially back here now because they brought out the Hugh Bowl.
Man, I'm telling you, this crab bisque.
Is it good?
Banging. Yeah.
I could smell it over here. Yeah. It smells delicious.
You know, and I'm not really a big seafood eater, but this right here, tasty.
It's delicious. It is great food. Come on out, hang out with us, and we'll have a good time today. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to replay for the best of the Jason Kelce spot on the morning show today. He's now a weekly contributor with the morning show. He was in studio this morning. The best of what Kelce had to say, including about Hurts, the blitz stuff, and his expectations for the 2024 Eagles. First, let's talk to Carl in Willingboro. Hey, Carl.
Hey, I'm here, dude.
Hey, Carl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm confident. Let's go Eagles.
Let's go, Carl. All right, what are you feeling here, Carl? Why are you confident?
I'm feeling that Jalen is going to be good. Let's go back a year. Mm-hmm. When he was 10-1, was nobody even questioning his ability or his skills? We bring in a new offensive coordinator. We bring in a new defensive coordinator, and things go to crap. How can we even believe that that's Jalen's fault? So this year, after they don't get jailed a little bit, they know each other. I think we're going to have a fantastic year with the core that we have out in the offense. My concern is the defensive line.
Well, I'm with you on that. Carl, tell Hugh. Tell Hugh about this defense.
Don't you worry your little head about that defense. They're going to be all right.
The offensive line looked like it can hold up and make some holes. And we got Saquon back there who all he needed was an offensive line, and he could be great. So I'm expecting him to do big things. The wide receivers, the best that they're out there. With Jalen behind there, giving some time, he's going to pick everybody's defense apart. No question about it. My bold prediction, 14-3. We beat KC in the championship game for the NFC. We sweep our division, and we win the Super Bowl.
I love it. How about that?
Can't get no bolder than that.
No, that's pretty darn good. They avenged the Super Bowl loss from 2 years ago, Carl.
All right.
I like that there. Look, all the reasons, and no, I don't think it's not ability with Jalen that anyone questions. We saw it. We've seen it on the field plenty of times over the last couple of years. It's can he make the right decisions, right? The interceptions, the fumbles last year, the turnovers, all that kind of stuff. And then I have a question now physically with him, because can he move the way he used to, or is he going to have to be more of a pocket guy and how that whole thing comes? And it's new coordinators, right? That's a good thing. It also could take some time here. I do wonder, and we'll start finding this out tomorrow night, Hugh, how quickly he takes to this new offense. Because sometimes with a new coordinator, I think this will click. I think by the end of the year, they're going to be a really good offense. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it could take, I don't know, 3-4 games for it all to flow the right way with a new system.
I think the biggest thing for Coach Moore and Jalen is to get him comfortable. And whatever that means, maybe to get him comfortable in this first game, you're not trying to push the ball down the field so much. Maybe you're dropping it off to the running back. Maybe you're emphasizing more the running game. I know that goes against my earlier prediction when I said, 30-some plus points. But there's ways you can start the game off slow for Jalen, give him some easy completions, and then you can still push the ball down the field. But I think it's important that in order to get him comfortable and confident, there has to be some throws in there early in the game, high completion throws. That's what they call them, high completion throws, where he can just, get acclimated to what you want to do and then see what Green Bay is doing and push the ball down the field. Because if I'm not mistaken, they got their defensive coordinator came from Boston College, didn't
Jeff Hafley, yes. He's new coordinator.
Hafley, yeah, it came from Boston College. And, man, listen, I never knock anybody that comes from the college ranks to the NFL ranks, but it's different. And if you've never, like, and he's been somewhat of a journeyman defensive coordinator, it's different when you're going up against people of this talent. I remember when Spurrier came into the league and everybody was talking about his funny gun offense.
That didn't work.
Oh, man, we went down there and beat the brakes off of Spurrier that did when not, he was at the Commodore.
That absolutely did not work. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Yeah, and that, Hugh, quickly on your point about comfortable throws, get the ball out of his hand, doesn't mean it has to be dink and dunk. Like, with these receivers, Shanahan does this all the time. You could create an explosive play on a slant, right? If you get the guy in space and he's matched up on, like, A.J. Brown could take a slant 50 yards. We've yeah. seen that. It doesn't have to be to generate a 25-yard play. You don't need to throw the ball literally 25 yards in the air. You just got to get the guy in space and then let him do his thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times, going into a game, and Jim Johnson tells us this all the time, first 15, first 12, whatever it is, first 10, teams like to come out and shock and awe plays that were not scouted. They like to run them just to try to get you off base or get you off your mark, and then they get into the offense. And there's always points on the field where teams take a shot. When you scout different teams, you say, okay, if it's 3rd and 8, that might be if the ball's on the 50, that might be a situation where that's a take a shot for them. Now, you don't know what they're going to do, but you know that they're probably going to try for a big play. You know if they have success on 1st and 2nd down, that 3rd down, if they're in a comfortable spot, if they're in like 5 to 8 yards, 5 to 6 yards, 3 to 5 yards, mm-hmm. whatever, that's probably a take a shot situation. So you have to know that. You have to have situational awareness when you're out there on the field. So, you know, there are times where, you know, you're gonna have opportunities to take them deep. But just get the quarterback comfortable early on. Just get him comfortable.
All right, coming up, we're going to play for you the best of Jason Kelce this morning on The Morning Show. Before we do that, we want to remind everyone, today all the shows on WIP are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. And in his honor, we're asking you to consider donating to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. Here is the site, Douglas.org. HughTDouglas.org. We encourage you to go there, donate. It's really to keep Hugh's legacy alive for many, many years to come. And it's a special thing, and Hugh, some of our listeners here have even brought up donations. I mean, personally to you here, which was incredible to see. And people are, you know, your generosity, whatever you could give, and even just the awareness of this foundation is important to us. The station, obviously, very important to you, Hugh.
Yeah, and I would like to say thank you to John Jones because he just dropped off a card that said my deepest sympathy. I appreciate that. He says that he listens every day. Didn't want to stop in because he had his car double parked, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for dropping this card off. It means a lot.
Well, we appreciate everyone who's part of this today, and we want to make this a day we can do on a yearly basis around this time of year. Let's get to Jason Kelce on The Morning Show today, live in studio with John and Joe.
Let's get to the team. And again, phone calls shortly here, 215-592-9494. So we've spent, you know, months and months, obviously, previewing the season. This Eagles team... is what, Jason? As they embark on a new season, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are what?
I think they're immensely talented. I think that they have talent on both sides of the ball. They've retooled in a lot of the weaknesses that appeared towards the end of last season, offensively and defensively. And the offense hasn't changed much. I mean, I'm really the big piece that's left, and I think that they're more than ready to make that transition. Defensively, they've fixed a lot of the areas that just were underperforming last year. So I always look at, you know, is the talent there to win games and to be among the top in the NFL? And I do think that the Eagles have that talent level.
How much does it matter? You've gotten all the questions in the world about who calls the mic. How much of a departure is it, you know, comparing this year, 2024, to last year, 2023, the protection?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go into protection, right? It's the mic points and who's controlling that is a big part of it. What the checks are, you know, what the plan is going into the week, and, you know, how are we going to, it's not just, you know, where's the mic point on blitz zero, right? What are we going to do, and how are we going to adjust if a team's trying to do this? So I think that it's a very nuanced question that I think is going to be answered and different in a lot of ways. I think Jalen Hurts taking more of that control is going to be great for him. I mean, everybody saw his quote earlier this week, and I think he and I have talked about that to great lengths. Like, I think the reality is he's at a point in his career where controlling more and doing more is going to accelerate him in other facets, even when it's not a blitz, right? Because now all of a sudden,
yeah,
he's focused on this portion of it. And that answers other things about maybe what covers are playing or where alignments are, where space is going to be available. And it also just asserts his communication. And I think at the quarterback position, it's so critical for that. And I think that in a functioning, healthy system, you know, the quarterback and center should constantly be in communication. Like, I don't know that, you know, there's going to be times where it's important to hear what the center's frame of reference is because he understands it more from the line's perspective. There's going to be times where it's really important and probably more important to know what the quarterback wants, because at the end of the day, the whole point of protection is to facilitate a comfortable and a situation for the quarterback to perform in.
Yeah.
And there's hot answers. You know, and I think, you know, by and large, picking up the blitz is important, but almost more important is everybody being on the same page. And I think that is a big thing that I think the quarterback controlling it is going to give these guys. And I think, listen, they've had a whole offseason now.
Sure have.
Like, I think at this point, I'm really not concerned about how these guys are going to execute against the blitz. And maybe that's naive of me because they haven't proven it yet. But I got to think with a whole offseason of knowing that every team to start the season is going to blitz zero them and going to send the house at them to see if they have answers, that they will have answers, and that Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and all these guys have been spending countless hours making sure that they're going to be prepared for this.
How much the unmistakable voice of Jason Kelce here again, regular guest on the program every Thursday from 7:30, starting at 7:30, and being with us here for an hour, fielding phone calls as well. Let's get a lot of calls in. The game is tomorrow night. I mean, we are all looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's go to Chris in Ocean City. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning team. And Jason, it is an absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance. And I just first off wanted to ask, is Baloo behaving himself this morning while you're on with us?
Baloo is never behaving. We actually have a puppy right now, so he's gotten better.
How old is this puppy?
So the puppy is 5 months, and she is a terror. Like, I mean, jumps up in the sink. We have a tall dogs, and she can get in the sink. She's taking plates out the sink, grabbing, like, zero fear. I kind of respect it because there's, like, zero fear in this
dog.
Sounds
like she's an alpha.
Yeah, and I'm trying to assert dominance.
But you're also...
I'm also like, is this... I can't go too hard.
Yeah.
And,
it's a puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also so cute. It's
she's
also
adorable.
Like she's being a boss.
Yeah, we need to like assert what the structure and status is right here. And right now, Kylie and I are heavily losing this battle.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
I'm just so happy that you have the time to enjoy with your family. And just congratulations and heartfelt and just an outstanding 13-year career and also your recent post-playing success. And so my next question is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Which contract were you more excited to sign, WIP or Wondery?
WIP or Wondery? I think, if I'm being completely honest, probably Wondery. Yeah, I think there's a lot more at stake. But I think... Listen, I am excited. I'm excited for all this stuff because it just gives an ability to connect with people. And that's the beauty of media and all of these jobs, really, is to connect with fans, connect with individuals that are excited about the game of football. Like, I, for a living now, I get to just talk about football, which is awesome, right? It's a sport I've loved my entire life. And like the fact that I'm going to be doing that is kind of still crazy. And I don't take that lightly. So I'm very excited about all these opportunities.
Hey, Chris, what do you got on the Phillies from yesterday?
Oh, just that they're back and football is back, and I'm about to sublimate and explode into ether the way my level is going. And then, that's honestly what I wanted to talk to Jason about. So, Jason, the prevailing sentiment amongst the Delaware Valley is that this team coming up has a 12-5 floor with Super Bowl aspirations. And I just worry because it's like we're doing it again, like Charlie Brown with the football. And so you touched on a little bit earlier with Jalen's development, with taking on more responsibility, how you're not worried about blitz pickup. Why should the Delaware Valley feel confident in a Super Bowl aspiration team?
All right, Chris, we're going to get that answer. Give me your answer for a scene with a plane.
Oh, sure. So the original Point Break when Keanu jumps out after...
What a move that is.
An outrageous
scene. Johnny Utah at his best.
Holy mackerel. All right, so, Jason, we're talking a lot today about the Super Bowl and kind of connecting. Because I'd said earlier, Philadelphia Eagles and Super Bowl, those words have been said millions of times in the same sentence. Okay, this is the year we're going to win a Super Bowl. We might win a Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl. All right. They've only done it once. Congrats to you. You were a huge part of making it happen.
Thank you.
What gives you, as he said, the belief that this year could be the second time?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to get used to like thinking about the Super Bowl before the season's even started. I feel like as a player, you're usually just like worried about week one.
John struggled with that early in our program.
That was the biggest thing. Arriving here in March and having people on the street talk about the Super Bowl, I was floored.
In 03, you're saying back in 03.
Back in 03.
But the team had been in the NFC.
No sense to me whatsoever.
I know.
I just gotten here to start the offseason program. And everyone was my mind was beginning of offseason program. We hadn't installed even the first day of the first play, and everyone's talking Super Bowl. I was not at that point.
It's hard to wrap your head around because as a player, you're just so ingrained on just taking it a week at a time. And
exactly.
You always kind of think that the Super Bowl is potentially there as a player. Like most of the, I don't know that I've ever been into a season where you're going into it and you're like, we're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like you're going into it, but that's the goal for everybody essentially, but then before that you don't think about that. You're thinking about week one, you're thinking about the division. Anyways,
that's the goal.
Now I am in the media, so now I do have to think about it, I guess. So I think that Aaron Rodgers answered this question really well this week, where he said every year it feels like there's about 8 to 10 teams that have the talent to win the Super Bowl, and I think that the Eagles are probably in that category. Like, there are not a lot of weaknesses. I know we've talked about, and I've heard you guys talk about the offensive line and defensive line. There's some question marks, but by and large, this is a very, very talented roster. And then, I think after that, you look at what are the other pieces? What are the coaching pieces? Well, there's two coordinators that have called plays on offense and defense at a very, very high level in this league. Vic having done it for a long time, and Kellen, even though a shorter period of time, I think there's a lot of proof that he is a very capable play caller in terms of putting people in good situations and having that rhythm that happens within the game. And I think Nick Sirianni has proven that he can lead, and he's already taken us to a Super Bowl. So I just think that there's a lot of pieces that tend to make me think they're going to be a very good football team. Are there question marks? There's always question marks during the season. Like, I don't, health is a major one. Like, even on, there's always the threat of injuries and how that derails certain position groups. I do think we're probably thin in some areas, and injuries could hurt significantly. But I think with where we're at today, I feel very confident that we're among the best in the NFL, and I feel confident saying that.
So let's talk about Saquon. Because when we talk about the Super Bowl and this talent, he's a big part. I mean, John, you were so excited, and we all were. Now, I wondered, is it too much money? It's stepping out of the Eagles' comfort zone with how they pay a running back. But obviously, he's clearly the most talented running back the Eagles have had since LeSean McCoy. He may be more talented. Depends on how much he's got now entering year 7. He's the highest drafted player the Eagles have ever had at running back. I mean, they've never had a number one pick at running back. He was the second overall pick in a draft. So I want to talk about Roy Halladay for a second, Jason. When Halladay got here to pitch for the Phillies in 2010, not only were they getting a phenomenal pitcher, they were getting a phenomenally motivated athlete who, because he had played for the Toronto Blue Jays with the Yankees and Red Sox in that division, had almost no shot, despite anything he could do, to get his team realistically to the playoffs in the World Series because he just didn't have enough good players around him. Saquon, it's kind of similar. He didn't dominate with the Giants the way Halladay dominated with the Blue Jays, but he did a lot, and it was a tough spot because he didn't have much around him. Do you sense that extra motivation factor for him to frickin' put it all out there and go get this done?
Yeah, I mean, I just talked about, like, you know, there's not many seasons, if any, that I went into not expecting to win the Super Bowl. I think that might be different for the Giants with the way they've gone the past decade. But I think, he was not in a very conducive situation for the vast majority of his career, probably all of it in New York. They have struggled at the offensive line position, and the draft picks have not panned out, and they've had coaching changes and things, and, you know, who knows where that goes this year. But I think in talking to Saquon, you can tell he's excited about this opportunity. It's the best offensive line he's ever been behind. There's a quarterback that's a dual threat quarterback, which opens up things for the running back, because that's another thing that defenses have to worry about. I think that he is really excited. I think he's excited about Philadelphia. I think he loved his time in New York, and he has made it clear and tried to make it clear how much he appreciates those fans.
He's been very respectful to them.
Yes.
And he really has.
And I think he's...
Which I actually admire.
Yeah.
Like, even though we wouldn't normally want to hear an Eagle talk positively about New York and the Giants.
Sure.
Like, I think more of him that... Look, he's going to try to stick it to them on the field.
No question.
But I appreciate, as a guy, that he has said the right things, because that tells me... There's a lot of honor in the guy.
No doubt. You can tell he understands where the fans are coming from and how much they've invested into the teams. And I think that he's excited, though, to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I think he is. I think that's just the reality of it. He knows this is a very conducive situation to have a great year. And, I think we'll see how many tush-pushes take away touchdowns from him. We'll see where he's at. But I think the yards are going to be there. I think he's a dynamic player. He can be out of the backfield, in the backfield, under center, shotgun. Like, there's not a limiting factor with him. With a lot of running backs, it's like, okay, well, this guy's more of like a shotgun running back. This guy's an under center, outside zone guy. This guy's a dive solid guy. Like, certain running backs are just pigeonholed into, like, being really strong in very specific areas. This guy can do anything. And you match that with the offensive line that Jeff Stoutland builds, which is athletic and big, and they can kind of do anything. Really, Kellen Moore and the entire offense has a situation where they can really run any place they want to, which is what I would want as a play caller.
All right, there was Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. We are broadcasting live today on the midday show from the Chesapeake Inn. What hit you the most? He was there for an hour with them. A lot of discussion. We played a lot there about the Jalen stuff, the roster, expectation, and Saquon. What hit you the most from Kelce this morning?
I think the last part when he basically was saying unlimited opportunity. Like, that's what I think about. I think about this offense and what it could potentially be, and it could potentially be unstoppable. I think about the greatest show on turf. When they had Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Ricky Prohl.
And Azakim.
Man, listen. Yeah. Like, you couldn't defend that offense. This is the potential. Like, if you play this right, like, because I look at it like this, and y'all walk with me for a minute. It's one of those things where when I think of teams and how they match up, you go personnel for personnel. And basically you ask yourself, okay, do I have a guy that can cover their guy? And in this case, do most teams have a corner that can cover A.J. Brown by themselves? No, they don't. You think of, like, the name that pops in my head right off the top, Surtain, Sauce Gardner. Those two guys are two guys that you look at that say, okay, on a one-on-one, I like my guy against your guy. I think he can hold his own.
And there's not many of those guys.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of those guys, so – how do you compensate for your personnel not being able to block him or contain him? You got to give him somebody else. So now you're playing a matchup game. It's 11-on-11. So now A.J. taking two. A.J. got two people. Okay, now you ask yourself, Devontae Smith, do I got a guy that can match up with their second receiver? And most teams don't. So now what are you going to do for that? Now you have to play zone. You can't go man-to-man unless you're going to go man-to-man on one side. So you have to be in a zone. So that's when it plays to the Eagles' strengths, because now you got Dallas Goedert, you got Saquon Barkley, and you got Jahan Dotson. Like, you got so many different weapons that you're going to force a team to have to play zone in order to defend everybody. And probably when you play zone, you're probably going to lean more towards A.J. Brown than anything, trying to make sure he don't kill you. So there's going to be holes in that defense. Every defense, I don't care what it is, has holes in it. You just got to find a hole.
Yeah, the other thing that hit me is the Saquon stuff. The idea that, you know, coming from a bad team to a good team, he could be rejuvenated. Usually running backs in year seven don't have career years. He could be rejuvenated, though, to have one of those with the Eagles. And then, you know, Jason, candidly there, you know, he kind of – there was a touch and feel because I think Jason wants to be positive. But, you know, he kind of expressed, at least I heard, that there's questions here, right? He said they're probably one of the teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did say they're thin at certain positions.
That wasn't lost on me. Yeah.
Probably part. Because in other years, like in some years, we walk in and we say they're definitely one of the teams. Jason said they probably are. 215-592-9494. You can react to what Kelsey said. Your Eagles bowl predictions, boldest one we hear today. We've heard some bold ones. Wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn, which we are at today. Come on down and have lunch with us. Your call's coming up. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical that he returns to stardom this season as the Eagles quarterback? Nick Sirianni will speak live, and Brazil will carry that for you coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 for the midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.